This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Ghostbusters? What led to this, Pasta?
Just go with it. Ken actually recommended it, and I agreed with him.
Who are you going to call?
Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, Ghostbusters?
I like
Come
it.
Come on, Grandy. You got to tie like it together,
it.
Man.
I mean,
but do we actually want Ghostbusters?
That's what I was.
We don't want.
That's what I was going to say. If he's the one seeing ghosts and he's doing the ghostbusting, we don't want that. We don't want any Ghostbusters here.
We need more ghosts, actually.
Yeah, fewer Ghostbusters. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm taking it back. Bad decision, Cam. Bad decision, okay. Steven. Sorry,
you guys
I don't
messed
make
it
the
up
rules.
Back there.
This is going to be the quarterback battle is going to be a really big part of this football game, of course, as it always is. And welcome back. It's Willard and Dibs. No Willard, no Dibs. They're back on Monday. Sterling and Grandy with you here until 6 o'clock as we get ready for Niners Seahawks biggest game for the Niners since the Super Bowl nearly 2 years ago. I think the Niners, Sterling, have an edge at quarterback, and it's one of the spots where like they have an edge versus the Seattle team. Seattle has a gigantic edge. In terms of the defense, like their defense is one of the best in the NFL. The Niners, one of the worst, and of late, the worst in the NFL. The special teams units for both teams, pretty good. I think I'd probably give the Niners a slight edge. That's how good they've been, and they have benefited from some luck. If you look at like the teams that have benefited from the most missed kicks by opposing teams, the Niners are like clearly number one. And a lot of that, I mean, all of that is basically luck. That's not your own doing, but it's a big reason why the Niners have been better than their opponents on special teams. They've been good, and their opponents have been bad, but not
Didn't
like...
Jake Moody miss field goals against the Seahawks in week one?
Yeah, he did.
Led to his departure?
It was just one, right? The first field goal
he
attempted.
It was enough, is what it was.
It was enough, frankly. It had already been enough, but... Shanahan and John Lynch, they didn't listen to us, Sterling. They didn't listen to any of the fan base. They said, let's try it one more time, and it didn't work. And then they brought Eddie Pinheiro in, and he's only missed one field goal, and it was a 64-yarder that nearly went in. So, yeah, I think it was the right decision. Congrats, Shanahan. Congrats, Lynch. You got that one right. Yes. Thank you, Joe Shasky, for that under-the-breath Shanahan scream. But... This, you said it earlier, Seahawks are the better football team. Like, I think on paper, the stats, yes. The numbers will show that. And I don't think any Niner fan would really be that up in arms. Now, they'd say, hey, it doesn't mean that the Niners can't win, and they're absolutely right there as well. But where do the Niners, Sterling, have one of their maybe few edges? I think it is the quarterback position. Brock Purdy's playing like the best quarterback in the NFL. Sam Darnold's playing all right. Of late, not great. Now, the team has still been winning, but that's a credit to, as we've said, how good the team is around Sam Darnold. For the Niners to win this game, Brock Purdy has to flex, and Brock Purdy has to prove that he's, again, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and certainly better than Sam Darnold. I don't really see another way. If Brock and Sam are even in this game, I find it very difficult for the Niners to come out on top tomorrow.
And it's funny because the Seahawks and Niners have, you know, they run similar offenses with Kubiak now calling plays in Seattle. But I may say that Sam Darnold in that offense is much more play action heavy and doesn't really lean on him as much as San Francisco leans on Brock Purdy. Think about this. The San Francisco 49ers 6-game win streak, yeah, Chris McCaffrey's having a couple good games and he's doing his thing, but it's been primarily on the back of Brock Purdy's arm. Of, okay, it's third and, you know, it's third and eight. Can we get a first down here? It's, yeah. Hey, we have to score on this drive. Who's the one leading the scorer? It's Brock Purdy. It's not the running game. Whereas in Seattle, well, Darnold's having a good year, third-ranked, you know, deep ball passer, second-ranked, you know, play-action quarterback in the NFL per PFF. The pressure really hasn't been on him to be the reason the Seahawks find success, whereas San Francisco is almost asking Brock Purdy, drop back 35 times a game, throw for 300-plus yards, and score 5 touchdowns. That's the only way we can win, especially the last 2 weeks or so. And I think that alone, to me, separates these two quarterbacks of, like, we haven't seen Sam Darnold have that pressure on his back over the last 2 months, and Purdy, with that pressure, has not only been great, he has exceeded the expectations anybody had for him coming into the year and coming off the injury.
You think he's exceeded expectations for everyone coming into the year?
I don't think anyone thought we were going to get this version of Brock Purdy ever. Ever.
Like this version, you mean like the last 3 or 4 games?
Yes, yes. Like the way Purdy has played the last, you know, 3 weeks or so, I don't think anybody thought this was possible. And that to me, or at least myself, I didn't think we'd see this Brock Purdy. I thought, okay, you may see a more cleaned up version of what 2024 looked like. But Brock has found a way to be last year's Brock Purdy, play some of that hero ball, make some crazy plays with his legs while extending drives, but also limit turnovers over the last month, what has been the best version of Brock Purdy and maybe even, I don't know, the third best quarterback in football in 2025.
Yeah, and he is, what, 7-1 as a starter because he's on the 6-game win streak, and before he missed all that time, he started 2 games and was 1-1 in those 2. So 7-1 as a starter this year, that's pretty darn good. And specifically of late, he's been playing amazing football. Now, I will say, the last 3-4 games, that is still a relatively small sample size, and while it has been amazing, it's not as if that has been continued over the course of an entire season. So there's probably some out there who would say, you know, what Brock has done of late, and specifically the last 2 games where he has 10 total touchdowns, most people would probably say, well, he's not going to continue at that pace. Now, I would imagine you would respond by saying, well, he doesn't have to average 5 touchdowns a game in order to be elite. He could average 2 a game and still be really good. 3 a game and still be really good. This team might need 3 or more from him most nights in order to win, specifically once you get to the postseason when you're playing really, really good teams. So I would agree that the last month has been a level of play that I wasn't expecting, but over the course of the season, given what he was the first 2 games, I know that's also a small sample, and he was compromised with the turf, though. Over the course of the entire season, the numbers aren't like otherworldly and astronomical, but this has also been a really strange season where he was playing, he was hurt, then he came back and played again, then he aggravated, then he missed a couple of months, and now he's back and playing great. But of late, I did not think he had this kind of play in him the last 2 weeks, but again, that's a small sample size, and time will tell if it's just a heater or if it's who he really is.
Well, take it a step further for a second, because we witnessed the first 9 games of the season, right? Seattle 7-2, you're hearing Darnold and MVP conversations, always breaking out, it's the best Sam Darnold we've ever seen, right? The Vikings made a mistake. How did San Francisco let this guy go for what they let, you know, for basically free?
Well, the Vikings make a mistake. Like, that's still true.
That is correct. and they'll tell you that too.
Yes.
But there was the hype around Sam Darnold, right? Seahawks are flourishing. You know, they're near the top of the division. They are right now as things currently stand. And the NFL media is praising Sam Darnold, right? He's completing over, you know, 71% of his passes, over 2,200 yards, 17 touchdowns and 10 turnovers, right? 9 games, 17 touchdowns, 10 turnovers. Brock Purdy's last 6 games, 19 touchdowns, under 10 turnovers. Brock Purdy has been better in the last 6 games than Sam Darnold was the first 9 of the NFL season. Brock Purdy is by far the better quarterback and has shown that over the last month and a half than Sam Darnold has ever been. And even at Sam Darnold's best, Brock Purdy's best is far and away much better than that.
And they're going to absolutely need that. If they don't, they're in trouble. They need... This isn't like a 5-touchdown game for Brock. If they get that, they probably win the football game. They don't necessarily need that. I think the way for the 49ers to win this game is you get a better defensive performance than last week. That's an obvious one. you force a turnover or two, and the numbers that you put out there, it's certainly possible that Darnold's going to give you one. You limit Charbonnet on the ground. Somehow you find a way to do that. I know you're afraid of Zach Charbonnet. We'll see how that matchup plays out. And then on offense, you hope you don't need to score 40 to get it done. You hope you don't need 5 touchdowns from Purdy, but it's just being efficient, effective, not turning the ball over, scoring touchdowns when you get into the red zone, and not having any major mishaps on special teams. And that is the path. It's just be a little bit better defensively here and there. Force a key turnover. Maybe the turnover leads to points, kind of like what happened in Indianapolis, where you had a special teams turnover and you had a pick six. Maybe not a pick six, but a touchdown or an interception in a big spot. And then you just get efficient play from Brock Purdy again. No turnovers. And that seems to me starting to be the route to a victory for the Niners.
It's almost like you need Brock Purdy to just be who he was against Cleveland, who's a great defense at the time. Myles Garrett was chasing a sack record and may or may not get there when it's all said and done. Malik Collins is having a great season out there for Cleveland, and Brock played a clean game. 2 touchdowns. The offense was explosive when it needed to be. He was hitting Kittle in stride, finding Juwan Jennings, and in a game where a lot of fans are worried about what does Brock look like against that Browns defense, he walked out clean. And that, to me, is, like you were saying, good defense, or at least, you know, above average defense if you can get that from San Francisco. But also, a clean game from Brock Purdy might be the best game for Brock Purdy against the Seahawks on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, time for a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more about Brock Purdy, because I think not only is he the best quarterback in this matchup, but as you look ahead to the postseason, things are percolating about Brock, and we'll get into that, plus some calls that we want to get into at 888-957-9570. Tomorrow is the biggest game of the year, and you know the place to be. That's hanging out with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings at Laughing Monk Brewing, right down the street from the stadium. And if you're going to the game, they offer a free shuttle back and forth. All you need to do is sign up at 957thegame.com. Seats go quick. So sign up at 957thegame.com. Willard and Dibbs, but Sterling and Grandy with you, back next on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibbs. And you know, as much as I love Willard, I'm more of a Dibbs guy. So if you want to do what I do, go check in on Dibbs and say hi to him. Get in the YouTube chat. Do it right now on 95.7 The Game.
Well, that's great, Shasky, but the more important question today is, are you more of a Sterling or a Grandy guy? Because Willard and Dibbs are out, and it's Grandy and Sterling with you here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. We're with you until 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
we'll make
I
way.
I want to be in Grandy's spot right now.
Thank you, Steiny. Thank you, Steiny. You would want to be in Grandy's spot. He ultimately was proven wrong, by the way. I think that was... fantasy football-related comment, and I ended up losing. Yeah, shout out to Tulane. Evan took a shot at Tulane, and that was uncalled for, but that's whatever. That's for those two to figure out. But Happy New Year, everyone. Appreciate you tuning in. We got Warriors basketball coming up at 7. Pre-game coverage begins at 6. Until then, it's Sterling and Grandy with you, talking a lot about Niners and Seahawks. Sterling, let me ask you this. If I were to tell you that I think Brock Purdy is the second best quarterback that will be in the NFC playoffs and the third best quarterback in the entire NFL playoffs, what would you say? Would you call me crazy?
I'd be right there with you, brother.
Who do you think? Give me the rankings. NFL playoff teams this year and the quarterbacks for those teams, how far down the list do you have to get until you get to Brock?
Oh, it's number two. It's Matthew Stafford, and then it's Brock Purdy.
In the NFC. Yeah.
Think I'm taking Jalen Hurts in that high school offense that can't move the football down the field, that can barely, like, he can't see the field? You think I'm taking Baker Mayfield to miss the playoffs tomorrow? You think I'm taking Bryce Young, who I don't even know if Bryce Young has a job next year? Like, it's Brock Purdy. He's above Jordan Love, who currently is injured. If you want to put Malik Willis in there, it's another one of those, what are we thinking? Like, I mean, come on. Like, you could argue the Niners may have the second-best quarterback, and if they lose tomorrow, are a wild-card team. And that's crazy. And really, if you think about it that way, too, if the Rams are a wild-card team and Brock Purdy.
They
and
are a wild card team.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the two best quarterbacks didn't even win their own division this year. And that's crazy. But Brock Purdy, to me, is right below Matthew Stafford as the 1 and 2 quarterbacks in the NFC playoff picture this year.
And if you go, you zoom out even further, Sterling, let's look at the entire NFL. The playoffs are the teams are basically set in both conferences. There's one exception in each. It's either going to be Carolina or Tampa as the winners of the NFC South. And then in the AFC, it's either going to be Pittsburgh or Baltimore as the winners of the AFC North. Other than that, the teams are basically set. And frankly, in terms of a quarterback conversation, as you said, Bryce Young and Baker Mayfield, they're not even close to this conversation when it comes to Brock Purdy. And the Baltimore-Pittsburgh one is interesting. Aaron Rodgers, at this age of his career, is nowhere near Brock Purdy. And to this point this season, Lamar Jackson, I think mostly because of health, has not looked like Lamar Jackson. So I think going into the postseason, until I see something different from Lamar, I'm taking Brock Purdy there as well. So not only do I think that Brock Purdy is the second-best quarterback in the NFC playoffs, only behind Matthew Stafford, who has a Super Bowl and probably was going to win the MVP until he performed really bad against Atlanta in a game the Rams needed to win, and they did not, a game in which the Falcons have really no purpose in trying to win. They're out of the postseason other than, you know, feeling good about themselves going to the offseason. They have no reason to actually win that football game. And then in the AFC, Sterling, for me, it's Josh Allen above everybody else, but right after Josh Allen, you get to Brock Purdy. Like, Brock Purdy is the second best quarterback in the NFC playoffs and the third best quarterback across the entire NFL playoffs. And I know people are going to come at me and say, well, how could you say that? The MVP, Drake May, is in the playoffs in the AFC. I'm sorry. I'm trusting the track record of Brock Purdy more than I'm trusting the track record of Drake May. And you want to talk about a soft schedule. Oh my God, go look at what New England has gone through this year. Not just the quality of teams, but the quality of defenses that they've placed. They've played so many terrible, terrible defenses so far this season. I think Brock Purdy is the third best quarterback that is still alive for the Super Bowl this year, Sterling. And as you try to find out a way for the 49ers to make their way through a tough NFC, a lot of really good teams, and doing it with a really bad defense, the way that it has to happen is by having elite quarterback play. And as far as this year's group of postseason quarterbacks go, Brock is right near the top of the list.
Well, and you would think of, you know, quarterbacks like Bo Nix, who right now the Broncos have the number one seed in the AFC. You can argue that he's on the same footing, equal footing as Caleb Williams, right? Where that defense is keeping games close and making clutch turnovers and takeaways, and then here comes Caleb and Bo Nix with, you know, one final drive to get the victory for the Broncos and the Bears. I wouldn't say Brock Purdy's worse than either one of those guys. He outdueled one of them, you know, about a week ago now. I might be a little more lenient towards Drake May. We'll see what he can do if Stephon Diggs doesn't play in the coming weeks. Now the allegations have surfaced about him. But, you know, the Patriots have had that cupcake schedule that so many people want to, you know, knock Brock for. And I am shocked, though, that you did not put Justin Herbert, you know, go Ducks ahead of Brock Purdy in this case. Because I think if you asked a portion of the Niner fan base who would rather have Brock Purdy or Herbert, I think a lot of them would say give me Justin Herbert over Brock Purdy. But not you, Mark. Not you.
Now, both my Ducks are behind Brock Purdy, Bo Nix and Justin Herbert. I think most people would agree on the Bo Nix part, although, I mean, hard to argue with what Bo has done in his first 2 years as a quarterback, made the playoffs both years, and that's not a difficult thing to do. And in all likelihood, he's going to be the one seed in the AFC. Herbert is like, if you were to dream up a quarterback in a lab, you'd come out with Justin Herbert. He's big, he's strong, he's got a rocket of an arm, he can run, he can do everything. He's played in a couple of postseason games and blew a nearly 30-point lead in one, and then could not complete a pass in the other, basically. and Brock Purdy's won a lot of postseason games, gone to a Super Bowl, gone to another NFC Championship game, and now is playing his best headed into the postseason when his team desperately needs it from him. So it's nothing against my guys that I love, Justin Herbert and Bo Nix. It's that I just think Brock Purdy is simply a better quarterback. And I think it's so difficult for us, Sterling, to get past the physical traits and what a player looks like, because Brock doesn't, you put Brock next to Justin Herbert And you say, there's no way that that Brock guy is better than Justin Herbert. And I know that there's probably a lot of people out there who feel like Herbert is better. And I think it's relatively close. I'm on the side of Brock Purdy. But what matters is, I think, track record. And Brock Purdy has so much more of a track record. And that's maybe partly why I'm a little hesitant to put Drake May above Brock Purdy at this stage as well, because I haven't seen it from Drake May.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
On a gigantic stage, and we're going to see what New England does come the postseason. I'm really interested to see how that plays out. The entire AFC is really interesting. But Sterling, as we begin to like discuss how the Niners can possibly keep up this run of winning and how they could potentially go to the Super Bowl or get at least to the NFC Championship game, right? You look through the traits of postseason teams that go deep. And I guess just to simplify, look at Super Bowl winners of the last handful of years, right? Generally speaking, all these teams, I have at least one of the two following things: a great quarterback or a great defense. You basically have to have at least one of those things. And a lot of times teams have both. And if you have both, then you're going to be the best team in the world. Philadelphia last year, I know Jalen Hurts had a great Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl MVP. He's not a great quarterback in my mind. They had an amazing defense, also had an amazing offensive line, but they had a great defense. That's driving factor number one why they won the Super Bowl. Year prior, Kansas City in 2023. We, of course, remember that game, that Super Bowl. Kansas City, great quarterback and a great defense. They had both. Yeah. Kansas City in 2022, when they beat the Eagles, led by Jalen Hurts, their defense wasn't as good that year. It was still pretty darn good, but they have Patrick Mahomes, great quarterback. Year before, in 2021, the Rams, great quarterback with Matthew Stafford. And maybe not like best defense in the league, but a good one, led by Aaron Donald and a number of others. Tampa Bay in 2020, they had an amazing defense, and they had the greatest quarterback of all time, although probably not as good as he was in years past. But you had Tom Brady, that qualifies as a great quarterback. Kansas City in 2019, Niner fans, of course, remember that one as well. Great quarterback in Patrick Mahomes, pretty good defense, great quarterback, though. New England in 2018, They had the greatest quarterback ever, and they had a really good defense as well. You have to go all the way back, Sterling, to the Philadelphia Eagles in 2017, to where I think you get to a point where you say they didn't have a great quarterback or a great defense, yet they won the Super Bowl. You got to go all the way back nearly a decade ago to find the last time a team did not have either a great quarterback or a great defense. So if you are gauging the Niners' chances of going deep, I think it has to rest on Brock Purdy being great. And I have high confidence that he's going to be great because I think, Sterling, he's the second best quarterback in the NFC.
When you mentioned track record as a reason that you believe in Brock so much, and I think as fans and as the national media dives into the quarterback rankings and they'll give their predictions over the next couple weeks or so as to who can win the Super Bowl and the bubbles in which they're in, but we do tend to go through these stages of, okay, you've proven you can win in the regular season. Now I need you to prove you can win in the playoffs. And Brock Purdy has done both of those things, yet he still gets discounted when it comes to being placed in the conversation for great quarterbacks or elite quarterbacks. And I don't think I go as far as to say Brock Purdy's an elite quarterback, albeit the way he's played the last month and a half has been in the upper echelon of the NFL. I do think that Brock is one of the few quarterbacks that are in the playoffs right now that has not only won a lot in the regular season with and without the Avengers, but he's also won a ton in the playoffs. Think about Jordan Love having a good year. Toyota found out there in Wisconsin. Big thing for him. That's over in January. That doesn't continue on into the new year. So it's like Jordan Love is really inconsistent. Honestly, blew a game against this very San Francisco 49ers team 2 years ago on the road at Levi's Stadium. You go to teams, you know, think about Matthew Stafford. Probably the only other guy that I truly trust. And this may be, if you want to zoom in further, a microcosm of, with 2 minutes on the clock, you need one drive to win you a game. What quarterback do you trust the most? It's not Jalen Hurts. I wouldn't trust him. You give me somebody else. I don't know. It's not him. I'd probably take Caleb Williams over Jalen Hurts right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's how low I think of Hurts in the way he's played in 2025. But you get into Purdy and Stafford and Josh Allen, and quite frankly, Josh Allen has won less in the playoffs than Brock Purdy, albeit he has much more the physical traits you want of quarterbacks to call elite. Like, you could argue that besides Stafford, Purdy maybe is the most proven quarterback in the playoffs entering right now. And I don't think that's crazy to say it. I don't think that's absurd to go out on a limb and, you know, discuss Purdy being one of the best of, like, he's the most proven quarterback in the playoffs and regular season that still exists besides Matthew Stafford. So why wouldn't we have confidence if we're Niner fans that this team can go all the way when the season's over with?
I hear you on the Josh Allen part. Now, we could be real and say, well, Josh Allen, the reason why we can say hasn't had as much postseason success as Brock is because he shares a conference with the guy that Brock has also lost to in the Super Bowl. Like, you look at Josh Allen's record versus postseason record versus the Chiefs and then versus everybody else, it's a pretty stark difference. He only loses to the Chiefs in the postseason. This is the year, though, for Josh, where if he doesn't get it done, those conversations probably actually become real because they don't have to face Mahomes and the Chiefs in the postseason this year. Now, they might be a 7 seed because the Patriots won that division. So we'll see how it all plays out. But there's no doubt that Brock Purdy does have that track record as well. And I think the point is, Sterling, that this is also the reality that the Niners and specifically Brock Purdy are facing. Not only do I think and you think, and I think maybe a lot of Niner fans are coming around to it if they haven't yet already, not only do we think that Brock Purdy is the second best quarterback in the NFC playoffs and one of the best, you know, two or three best quarterbacks in the NFL playoffs. A big part of that is because no Mahomes, no Burrow, maybe no Lamar, and definitely at least right now, no healthy Lamar. But when that's your reality and you don't have the Avengers around you, maybe on the defensive side of the football, you need it. So if we're going to have this conversation about Brock Sterling and feel this way about Brock, the pressure is on him, and it's one thing to do it when the pressure isn't on, and maybe in 2023 that was a good example of it, when obviously regular season is tough and it's never easy, but the Niners could kind of cruise. Like what we were talking about earlier, what did Shanahan really have to do that was all that difficult in 2023 when you have the best offense and a great defense on the other side of the ball? How much is really up in the air on any given game? But with this team, with how bad the defense has been, it's on Brock Purdy to get it done because his team absolutely needs it. And if he doesn't get it done, they're going to lose by 20 points because that's how bad this defense is. There is a little extra added credit, Sterling, that I give quarterbacks who have to do it, drive in and drive out, because that's what their team calls for. It's kind of like a Josh Allen against Mahomes in the playoffs, like that crazy epic AFC title game a number of years ago in Kansas City where there were like five touchdowns in the last 2 minutes of that football game. It was Josh scoring a touchdown, giving up a touchdown, Josh scoring a touchdown, giving up a touchdown over and over and over again. Despite that being a loss, I give Josh so much credit for that because his defense was doing nothing to support him, and that's kind of the reality Brock is living in. Not only is he playing his best football of his career, but he's doing it when, maybe other than the postseason, it hasn't really ever meant more than right now. And he's passing with flying colors, but more so than he's ever done.
Well, I think with Brock, too, it's not just about not having a great defense around him. It's about the carousel of skill players that haven't been on the field with him. Right? His number one wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk, hasn't played all year, which, you know, that guy's going to be gone, and rightfully so, but that was the expectation. You're going to get that guy back at some point in time. He'll elevate the offense around Purdy and hope to make his life easier. Ricky Pearsall, who has now become your number one wide receiver, he's been on and off and on and off the field, and this team hasn't had that separator against cornerbacks. They've had to throw into tight windows and make those tight plays to Juwan Jennings and to Marcus Robinson and Kendrick Bourne. And Sky Moore's gotten involved at times. And Jake Tungis has been out there. And Luke Farrell's been out there. It's not like you're giving Brock Purdy a terrible defense and then all these stars around him. You're giving Brock Purdy a terrible defense and at some games a bare-bones offense besides Christian McCaffrey and saying, lead me to a victory. And I think he has done that.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Flying colors. It's not just been, oh, you know, they're skating by. They're barely escaping. There's a reason fans, me, you, others, and the national media are finally saying Brock Purdy looks like the dude. It's because he's proving I don't just not have a great defense. I have a terrible defense. And on some games, I've won them by double digits with a subpar offense around me. And that, to me, shows Brock Purdy has not only elevated his game in year four as a starting quarterback, but he's also elevated this team to another level with that pressure on his back.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. So we've been saying it. I'll come out and say it again. I think Brock Purdy is the second best quarterback in the NFC playoffs. Is that crazy? Is that crazy? Brock Purdy, second best quarterback in the NFC playoffs. And I'll take it a step further. Third best quarterback in the NFL playoffs. I don't care if Lamar makes it. I don't care if Baker makes it over Bryce Young. Brock Purdy is the third best quarterback out of the 14 playoff teams this year. That's pretty darn good. Now, some of it is because of who is being excluded from the playoffs. That includes Mahomes. It includes Joe Burrow. But Brock, given teams that are making the postseason and their quarterback deserves so much credit for a team making the playoffs in the first place, Brock is the third best out of the 14 guys that will make the playoffs. Are we crazy? 888-957-9570. Let's go out to the phones. Danny in Los Altos is joining us now here on Willard and Dibs. But no Willard, no Dibs. It's Grandy and Sterling with you. Danny, what's up? Happy New Year. How you doing?
Happy New Year. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
So, two things. One, I want to align Indiana, on the college thing with the Niners.
Okay.
They are aligned. I mean, just great quarterbacks. Nobody figured that they would be there. The reason for my phone call, though, guys, is I'm listening to you guys on an off day, and I love the teamwork that you have, and I want you to know that I am thrilled to be part of a conversation with you that's going to be a long future for you guys doing the business. You guys are doing great.
Oh, thank you, Danny. I appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Very kind words, and thank you for listening, and Happy New Year to you as well. I love talking college football, Danny. I could talk college football until I'm blue in the face. I don't really see the connection between the Niners and the Indiana Hoosiers. Indiana, they do have the Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback, and the way we're talking about Brock, maybe he should be in consideration for a similar award in the NFL, at least the way that he's been playing the last month. Indiana has an amazing, amazing defense. The Niners were projected to, win a number of games that would probably get them into the postseason this year, but then, of course, all the injuries happened. Indiana snuck up on everybody beginning last year, but I appreciate the kind words very much. There is no doubt, though, Sterling, that if you were to ask people what the Niners' record would be with all the injuries this year, and you just lay out, Bosa misses basically the entire year. Warner misses more than half the season. Kittle misses about half the season. Ricky Pearsall misses about half the season. And Purdy misses half the season and all of that. You lay out all those. Ayuk never returns, right? You lay all that stuff out. And you say, what do you think of the Niners? And then you find out that they're potentially going to be the number one seed with a win tomorrow. That would constitute a shock, maybe similar to the scale of shock that Indiana has given the college football world. So I get the comparison that way. It just underlines, though, Sterling, how impressive it has been what Kyle Shanahan and this team have done, because no one would have expected their season would be alive at this stage, let alone they'd be fighting for the one seed with all those injuries.
Well, I can just take this on a personal note, because walking into the year, I said they'll be 10-7, they'll be a wild card team, and they can make some noise. Like, that to me felt like who the Niners were going to be, knowing they kind of took a step back and they were trying to retool some things in the offseason with the draft, and 11 draft picks come in. It's a new defensive coordinator, albeit it's Robert Saleh, so it's kind of old in that case. But like, this was kind of a reset year for the 49ers. And then you add in all the injuries to young and old guys. Mykel Williams, who's quietly been gone for half a year now, because of a torn ACL. He's a big run stuffer for them. He hasn't been there and been a big reason why the run defense has struggled, over the last, 2 months or so, maybe with some good games mixed in there. But, like, you're right. Had you told anybody that before the year starts, you're going to have a basically new defense filled with young guys, unproven pieces, the injuries around them, you were saying earlier in the show, 6-7 wins, 8 at the most, and you're not vying for a playoff spot. You're not vying for the number one seed. And now we're sitting here leading into Saturday, the final Saturday of the NFL season, of like, not only does San Francisco have a fight for the division, it's the division and the number one seed to outplay the Rams, outplay Seattle, maybe twice in 2025. And I think it's a testament to Shanahan and Brock Purdy and, you know, the leadership those two guys have displayed and how good Saleh has been behind the scenes, getting these young guys to maybe not play great football, but play good enough football. And, you know, I don't know what the caller was trying to, you know, compare Indiana and the Niners to, but I can just say this. You got a damn good quarterback, you're going to go a long way. And San Francisco has a damn good quarterback, and they have every reason to believe they can go a long way in the playoffs. So I'll get behind that. I'll just say this. If Brock Purdy wins any kind of award this year, I need him to speak Spanish to me like Mendoza did when he won the Heisman. Give me something, Brock. Give me some spiciness till you're in the game because you played so well, but I want that Spanish-speaking tongue to just talk pretty to me, Brock, at the end of the year if you can.
Well, I think the only award that Brock could theoretically win would be Super Bowl MVP because he's not winning anything from the regular season.
And
so
that's the only one he needs, so, Grady. It's the only one that matters.
Where I will say, I think for sure the comparison to Indiana will end is Indiana's losing the next game that they're playing because we all know who they're going up against. Am I right? They're going up against
Go Ducks. Go
the
Ducks.
Oregon Ducks. That's absolutely right.
I watched the first half of that game. Y'all are putting up nothing in that first half against Texas Tech. So you bet.
Hey, Texas Tech put up nothing, literally, in the entire game.
They both put up nothing. It was 6-0 for about 14 minutes of play. And I was like, what's going on? Granny's probably shaking in his boots right now, wondering, are we going to lose this game?
Yeah, they should have been up by like 20 at half. Instead, it was a 6-point game. But they figured it out in the second half, and they dominated that game. But yeah, Indiana, Oregon is one semifinal coming up next week. Okay, we got to hit a break. I see you, Rob. We'll get to you when we come back. That's what's coming up here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Plus, you're going to want to hear what Greg Cosell said about Brock Purdy earlier this week. And we're going to go back to what Sam Darnold said about Brock Purdy. That is the quarterback matchup tomorrow. Purdy versus Sam. We'll hear from Sam Darnold coming up on the other side, as well as Willard and Dibs continues. No Willard, no Dibs. Grandy and Sterling with you. Back with more next on 95.7 The Game. My opinion, Ricky Pearsall feels like a true question mark. In my mind, he's also been limited all week. Trent Williams has not practiced all week, and he seems like he's not going to play. So the Niners are going to be down a starting offensive lineman. It seems like that's me speculating. It's not official. I haven't really spent a lot of time getting the day-to-day updates from the Seahawks injury report, but I just looked it up, Sterling, with all this in mind. They're going to be out a starting offensive lineman as well. Charles Cross, one of their starting tackles, is out. Kobe Bryant,
left tackle.
Left tackle, so the blind side of Sam Darnold is out. Kobe Bryant, a safety, is doubtful. He was limited in practice Tuesday, did not practice Wednesday, limited again yesterday. Haven't seen anything updated for what's happened today up in Seattle, but Kobe Bryant is doubtful as well. So the Niners may be a little banged up, specifically with Trent Williams. The Seahawks, though, missing a left tackle and potentially probably missing a safety as well, Sterling.
Well, I think on top of that, the Seahawks' backup left tackle, Jones, is also questionable. So,
Josh Jones, yeah.
So, like, he may not play. I would assume he would. They probably rule out one of those guys and not the other. But, you know, where San Francisco has injuries, and, again, they have a lot of big ones, Kittle, Pearsall, and Trent being the three, it's not like Seattle is completely healthy either. And if they have both the left tackles out, you know, Jones is much better than Austin Pleasants is. And can I tell you my one fear about the offensive line?
Yeah, tell me.
Despite Brendel and Pooney and Burford having a resurgence and looking great over the last month or so, we kind of got a taste of what, when a Niners starting offensive lineman goes out and the replacement comes in and he plays great, then the next week you're like, oh, we really need the other guy back. Because that was Connor Colby in week two against the Saints. Barch gets hurt. Colby comes in. You're like, oh, it actually wasn't that bad for a seventh rounder. Then 2 weeks later, you're like, when is Ben Barch coming back? This is disastrous. My concern is that you play a better defense on Saturday against Seattle that has about four or five guys that can get to the quarterback. Uchenna Nwosu being one of those guys. DeMarcus Lawrence being the other one. Former Dallas Cowboy veteran edge rusher. And Austin Pleasant's name's out there. It's like, I really can't wait till Trent comes back because it could be a lot of running around for Brock Purdy and company, and hopefully they can evade some sacks. But not too positive with the blind side of Brock Purdy entering tomorrow's game.
Okay, well, yeah, let's talk about this a little bit, because we spend a lot of time talking about Brock and why we have a good amount of faith in Brock, and we think he's the second best quarterback that's remaining in the NFC. Teams that have clinched a playoff spot, seven teams that will be playing in the postseason, and of course there's still eight teams that are available to make the postseason. Tampa Bay and Carolina duking it out for the last spot. And by the way, every team wants to be the five seed because they know they're matched up with that team, whichever team wins the NFC South. That will potentially be decided tomorrow. If Carolina beats Tampa in Tampa, Carolina will win the division. If Tampa wins, they will also need Atlanta to lose to the Saints on Sunday. So there's a chance that's not decided until Sunday either. There is, though, a chance that it's determined before the Niners even play coming up tomorrow. But the 49ers are, we've been talking a lot about how confident we are about Brock and about the offense, despite the fact that this is a really, really good Seattle defense, Sterling. Where are you most concerned, though? Is it that offensive line? Is it the history that Mike McDonald has against Brock? Is it the history that Mike McDonald has against Kyle Shanahan? Is it potentially the other side of the football? Is it the Niners defense against Jaxon Smith-Njigba? Is it the Seahawks run game? What do you think is the biggest, we talked about the biggest favorable matchup for the Niners, which very well might be quarterback versus quarterback. Where does Seattle have the biggest edge against this Niner team going into tomorrow?
Well, I think it's simply having a pass rush. Whereas San Francisco can't get to the quarterback on really even a good day, they can't get to the quarterback. And I know they were able to get some pressure, and they might be able to get some against Seattle on the interior, which could, in fact, impact Sam Darnold's outings. We have seen him in previous years. If you can get past the center and the guard, yeah, they can get to the quarterback and rattle him a little bit, and you might see some ghosts if everything goes well. But, you know, we have seen, and it kind of all comes together, right? You've seen Shanahan's offense struggle against the McDonald defense, but it's how it struggles. It gets overwhelmed because the offensive line and the stunts, the blitzes McDonald brings. That, to me, I think is a big area of concern for San Francisco on offense. That, to me, is if, like, because San Francisco's success has seemingly come from Brock Purdy and nobody else, right? That is their path to victory, and that is where they have the big advantage in this game between quarterbacks. If you are the Seahawks, the one thing you believe you can do is overwhelm the offensive line, get some pressure on Purdy, get him off his spot. And while Purdy has shown the ability to utilize his legs, make big plays, that one against the Bears was just
amazing,
godly of him. It was like, oh my goodness, what's happening? This is incredible. That doesn't mean that's going to happen every single play. And so to get pressure...
Yeah, that can't happen every play.
And if it does, we're having a very different conversation come Monday and Sunday of like, this is an elite-level quarterback that's out there. But if you are the Niners, I think overwhelming the offensive line is my biggest concern for this team on Saturday, because the Seahawks have the ability to do that and have shown the history of doing that against a Kyle Shanahan offense.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up that specifically. It is the Seahawks' ability to pressure the quarterback and paired up with a Niner offensive line that, while they've been playing a whole lot better of late, clearly has still some questions. And I know you and I are probably going to be scarred by the offensive line for quite a while, because we've just not understood the way that this Niner team has kind of attacked, building up their offensive line over the last 2, 3, 4 years. I think a good way to think about this, Sterling, is how this season has gone. And Purdy goes out, Mac Jones comes in and honestly has some success and keeps the Niners' season alive and looked really good, to the point where some people were saying even when Brock is healthy, Mac should play. Like that was a legitimate thing that a lot of people were thinking. And if you're not watching on Twitch or YouTube, you're seeing Sterling shaking his head right now. There were people, I know you know this, but there were people out there that thought that. You personally were not one of them. I wasn't one of them either. I was a little questioning how the Niners handled Brock's injury. I thought maybe he should have gotten surgery right away, but once he's back and ready to go, then yes, he's your quarterback because he's better than Mac Jones. But when we talk about the difference, Sterling, between those two guys, we talk about Purdy's ability to use his legs and to evade and to escape and to extend plays, and not necessarily to do what he did on that Juszczyk touchdown last week, but just to see a pass rusher coming on, roll out right, keep the play live for another second and a half, and find Pearsall over the middle for a relatively simple play. But that's something that Mac not can't do, but can't do nearly as well as Brock Purdy. So when that is like our backdrop of evaluating the quarterbacks that have recently played for the Niners, I think we lose sight of what actually makes Brock elite and what he's best at. And it frankly is his ability to just hang out in the pocket, read progressions, and find the right guy on time and throw with anticipation. Like, Brock is so good from the pocket, and I'm glad that you brought this up because that is a big deal for the Seahawks, getting Brock out of the pocket. I know that that might be, like, counterintuitive because Brock does have the ability to extend, but if I'm a defense, I'd rather have my quarterback that I'm playing be moving than just be stationary in the pocket, calm, under control, and being able to deliver the football. So even though Brock can do that, it's still, of course, important to get him on the move. And I want to play what Greg Cosell said earlier this week on this show, not with you and I, but with Willard and Dibs, about Brock Purdy specifically. The question was about that Chicago game, but it's Brock in general. And then we can break this down, Sterling, because I think it's really, really eye-opening what Greg Cosell said. Greg Cosell of NFL Films. Here's Greg on Brock Purdy.
Purdy is somewhat of an old-school player in that the understanding of how to play the position from the pocket is what separates him. I mean, and we speak about him being a post-snap operator because the nature of their pass game is what we call pure progression. In other words, he's not necessarily doing what we talked about this. I have talked about this, you know, like what a Phillip Rivers or an Aaron Rodgers or a Peyton Manning did, where he controls the game at the line of scrimmage. The play is called. He gets up to the line. Now, yeah, he wants to know whether it's middle open, middle closed, or if there's a blitz. But beyond that, he's not worried about every element of the defense. So he's just going through the read, and he sees the defense as he's dropping back and immediately knows where to go with the football. It's just innate. He's a master at that.
And he went on to say, like, all of the intricacies that he can do from the pocket is, again, you know, what makes him elite and what separates him from the rest of quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think, Sterling, we oftentimes in today's day and age, you know, watching football and seeing all these athletic quarterbacks, we kind of forget that the baseline for being a good quarterback in the NFL is being able to just execute from the pocket. And again, the difference between Mac and Brock is a big part of it is their mobility and Brock's ability to extend plays. And that obviously is added on top of that. But to what you're saying, the Seahawks can influence this game even without sacking Brock Purdy just by getting him on the move because Brock is so good from inside the pocket.
Well, I think a lot of what Brock Purdy does is timing, right? Which a lot of offenses are like that. It's just you look at stills of Brock Purdy's passes. The ball is out before the receiver is even into his break, right? You know, the old story is Joe Montana could throw to Jerry Rice with the lights off and it's just dark and out there, but I know where my receiver is going to be at all times. And we saw this in 2023 when you saw guys like Debo and Ayuk on the football field. And you saw it last year, too, when it was just Juwan Jennings and there wasn't much consistency with his offensive skill players where Brock knows where guys need to be, right? And when they're not there, it makes him look bad, which I know isn't, you know, the biggest part of the story or the conversation we're having, but Brock knows I need you here, this yard, you know, part, this break, at this exact second because that ball is coming out, and if you're not there, it's getting picked off and we're losing football games. And I think for Brock, the one thing that you can't let happen is your offensive line can't struggle and get you off your spot because then your timing's disrupted, plays are broken down, and while Purdy has shown the ability to play off schedule and make plays with his legs, this offense still facilitates on timing. And if you can break that up, if you are Seattle, that to me is a quick route to victory, and that goes for all quarterbacks in the NFL, but for a quarterback like Purdy, where, again, look at the stills, the all 22, the film, the throws to Pearsall and Juwan Jennings in the eventual game-winning score, that ball's out, and Jennings hasn't even turned his head yet or been out of his break yet because Purdy knows this ball needs to be here at the right time. And if you can disrupt that, that to me is one of my biggest fears, knowing that you don't have your Hall of Fame left tackle blocking Purdy's backside. But Grandy, you're a big JSN guy. Is that your biggest fear? Or JSN cooks this Niner secondary, and all of a sudden we're sitting back like, well, San Francisco scored 35 points, but JSN scored 3 touchdowns. We can't stop him.
I will answer that in just a sec. But first, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.